going into Shabbos is going to be especially, we have to be prepared for it and ready for it. I know we were thinking about Shabbos already, and the idea of Shabbos without going to shul is really a game changer. And for many of us, our Shabbos is based and scheduled around shul. In fact, a number of you that I would not have expected to be so upset about the shul not being able to function this Shabbos expressed how, what is Shabbos going to be like without going to shul? So we had something in Daf Yomi 2 days ago, and I came across a Marsha that without question Hashem gave it as a matana to share with you. Unbelievable Divrei Chizuk for this Shabbos. Over there it's talking about if a person is being mevaker chayla on Shabbos, somebody is visiting a sick person on Shabbos, and we're very familiar with what the Gemara tells us, anichnas levaker es chayla, that if somebody goes to visit a sick person on Shabbos, oimer Shabbos hi melizek urufu krei velavei. We don't say the classical refu shalema, we don't say tefillas for the chayla like a regular yehi ratzon, but rather we say Shabbos hi melizek, it's Shabbos. We can't get engaged in crying out to Hashem in that type of tefillah. But urefuah krei v'lavei, the refuah will come. And the Marsha points out, Shabbos itself can bring the refuah. But then it goes a step further. Rameir says, yechayla hi sheterachim. It can have rachmanis. What does it mean? It's referring to Shabbos. And Rashi says, if you will respect Shabbos and not have anxiety on Shabbos, not get depressed on Shabbos, not be upset on Shabbos, focus on good thoughts and be in a good mood and create a good atmosphere on Shabbos, then Shabbos can work. But you don't have tefillah. How is it going to work? And he's talking about not having the tefillah at all. Not just not having a petzibur. And he says, this chus of Shabbos itself, and according to Rameir, this chus, as Rashi explains, of respecting Shabbos and giving it the proper attitude and being happy on Shabbos and trying to create in our home a happy attitude, yechol hisha terachem, that's able to work in the place of tefillah. The Shabbos itself is this chus. We all should focus on this very much. And there are two segments of those that are hearing these Divrei Chizuk. Some of you are going to be with your family at home. And it's really a wonderful opportunity to spend Shabbos. And somebody this morning told me he's already thinking about the nigunim he's going to sing by Lecha Doidi. And certainly the zmiras take on a much greater importance and central role in creating that Shabbos atmosphere. And then there are those of you that do not have family with you. And really before Shabbos, people should call other people to say good Shabbos. Both ends, whether you're home yourself Shabbos or whether you're not home yourself Shabbos, whichever way, call somebody that you don't usually call for Shabbos. Just to say good Shabbos, just to connect, and to connect for Shabbos. But this is a unique opportunity. Hashem has us in our homes, and we're definitely much more focused on ourselves and our life and reality and not nearly as distracted. But throughout the week, we still have the phone, we still have communication, emails, internet, different texts or whatever it is that people share with each other, and they might all be gishmak, and in a certain way they're distracting. This is an opportunity to really have a sense of wholeness, a sense of realness. And those with families think it's important for us to focus on a point that somebody pointed out to me yesterday. This magefa is very interesting. Baruch Hashem, we have to be so thankful for certain things. Baruch Hashem, it's not considered dangerous for the young. The young, we have to be careful that they shouldn't be carriers, especially from 5 to 20. But the young themselves are not really b'li ayin hara at a serious risk. So the person said, we should not shrug off that the message is to the new dar, to the younger dar, to the way the new generation is. Maybe it's telling us that we should spend more time with that dar. And those that have kids home have a unique opportunity, Shabbos. There are no distractions whatsoever. We have an opportunity to spend time with our children and talk to them, sing with them, and really just relate to them. And mothers have a tremendous kayach of setting the mood in the home. And those that don't have family with them Shabbos, strongly suggest to get reading material. If you don't have good reading material, you can email the shul and we'll try to get you something. But it's very important to have a plan, to have a schedule, to have an idea of how you're going to go through Shabbos and take it an hour at a time, take it bit by bit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that all of us should have the proper attitude. It should be a Geshmak Shabbos. It should be a Shabbos Bein Adar LeNisan, a Shabbos of Parshas HaChodesh, and a Hischadshus, a Shabbos of Simcha V'Sasein, Ritzei V'Menuchasenu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appreciate the way we spend Shabbos, and Yichoy Lehi Sheterachem. Shabbos itself should be a Melitz Yosher for all of us. Hatzlacha G'dayla, good Shabbos.